She ran down the steps to the hall where the young men had been rudely awoken and were only now arming themselves. Outside in the courtyard, she found a short queue of men and women forming at the well. This night's struggle, like all the others, would be fought with water as much as steel. She could already see the glow of flames snaking at the outside of the gates. Soon, acrid smoke would spread across the yard, and they would all be coughing in the midst of it. Their captain, Sir Stephen, was on the wall rampart above the gate, bellowing orders into the night. Young Hal was there too, with his bow trained on the ground below, but on the fringes of the fire, the attackers would be little more than wraiths. A slight figure came to stand beside her, and she gave him a smile. Fulk was the youngest of the men-at-arms, and not really a man yet, just a boy. He had attached himself to her before and regularly pledged to protect her should the gate be breached. Her smile dimmed, and instead she gave him a solemn nod of encouragement, one warrior to another. His courage deserved that much. Bales of burning straw thudded against the gate, and the fire burned more fiercely. Her hand clenched and unclenched on the hilt of her sword. She did not expect to be using it much if the attack followed the same pattern as before. While the defenders fought the fire, sporadic volleys of arrows fell upon them, usually harmlessly. Wailing cries assailed them from beyond the walls, and every so often a crudely fashioned spear landed on the cobbled yard. Eventually the fire would be extinguished by pail upon pail of water, and then, around dawn, it would all go quiet. Then they would stare at each other in relief, wipe the smoke from their faces, rest their weary limbs, and wait for the next time. But Eleanor was wrong. It did not play out as she expected. The arrows did not fall harmlessly. One tore through Fulk's neck, and the impact threw his body against her. They hit the ground hard together, and Eleanor rolled into a crouch beside him. Fulk was trembling with fear and pain, but she could find no soothing words to calm him. The wound hardly bled at all, but the arrow was lodged in his throat, and she dared not pull it out. It took a long time for the lad to die, and whilst he lay dying, she stayed with him, her hand on his shoulder, and her eyes locked on his.